This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jonathan Taves, our next guest, was a huge part of getting people back into the Blackhawks. And I know he's ready to join us now after a practice. It's been a while since we've talked to him.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. How are you, John?
I'm good. Danny, how are you?
Everything is good in our world. Looking forward to having a few minutes of your time this afternoon. Tough one to stomach last night. You get a point, but because you can't finish a couple of periods, that's a tough one to take, is it not?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I think even considering how we lost, our goaltender, Cam Ward, played great. So we're lucky to be in that situation. But I think we're playing some good hockey. Just need to be a little bit tighter in our own zone.
You're playing some wildly exciting hockey. Do you think you guys are ever going to have a regulation game again?
Not looking like it right now, but hopefully, yeah, we can close out the last 20 seconds of a game like that, and we'll be all right.
Everybody's jaw has dropped at your play, number 19. It's like you've discovered the fountain of youth. Does it delight you to hear all those accolades, or you wonder if, wow, was I really that bad a year ago?
Well, there's no doubt it's been tough. The last couple of years just seem to be fighting the puck and trying to find confidence, trying to find just getting in the flow of things and not thinking too much. And I just think in a lot of ways I've come into this year more prepared than ever, and now I can just go out there and just kind of set my game free and turn my mind off and go play and have fun. And I just think it's nice to see the puck going in, and I'm clicking with my line mates right off the hop. So it's only four games, but it's been fun and feeling like it's going to continue.
It looks different. Does it feel different to you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good on the ice. I just feel like my timing is good. The legs feel good. Got some jump, a little bit more speed. And like I said, did a lot of off-ice preparation with our trainer, Paulie Goodman, this summer. And, feeling good on the ice. So, when you feel good like that and you're confident, good things happen.
Jonathan, there's been a ton of conversation, and I know you hear it and you read it, about whether your team's window of opportunity is open or it is closed. How do you feel about it?
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people want to pit our team against former Cup teams. They want to talk about, the amount of games that guys like Duncan and Siebes and Kane and myself have played. And at the end of the day, I think there's just so many teams across the league that honestly think when they make the playoffs this year that they have the team to make a run at a Stanley Cup. And so to me, I think we're putting the past behind us and taking this one game at a time. We know it's going to be a challenge, but we keep getting better and better. There's no reason why we can't do anything special. We can't grow and improve and build on that confidence as the season goes along and get to the playoffs, man. You never know. You never know what can happen.
We're talking to Jonathan Taves here on The Score. Does it feel at all different to you to have doubt around you? Because you guys have been the favorites and you've been the hunted, and now in some ways you're hunting the rest of the league.
I mean, that's fine with me. I think it's such a tough league to try and stay on top for an entire season. And everyone wants to look at the big picture, and maybe it doesn't look so good to some people. But like I said, even the years that we did win the Stanley Cup, we didn't go into it with that mindset. We took it one day at a time. And if you try and think that way and you look at the 82-game season or a two-month cup run, it seems like a little bit more than you can handle. So you take it one day at a time and you keep getting better. So I think that's what we're trying to do once again.
Jonathan, how is Corey Crawford, and what have your conversations with him been like, as much as you're willing to tell our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy happier than anybody just to see him do well as a person. I think he's just in a good place. He's all smiles every day. He seems to be making progress. He's working hard in the gym and on the ice, and he's taking care of his body and giving himself a chance to heal and to get back and playing. I just think mentally and emotionally he's in a good place. So I think that's number one, especially when you have an injury like he had last year. And, I really am confident he's going to be ready to play pretty soon, and he's taking great strides. So it's been a lot of fun to be around him and have him back in the room. So I'm excited to see when he can make it back.
You also have had a history of concussions, and it's something that your game, unfortunately, is not taking a very serious look at. I have to think that you've had conversations and that Crow has had talks with medical people, with family members. Are you feeling comfortable that you guys will know when the symptoms of having many concussions are so pronounced that it's in your best interest to tuck it away?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So many athletes, so many people have had to kind of deal with some really, really tough experiences and a lot of suffering for there to even be a conversation about how serious it is. It sounds like a lot of people being overly dramatic, and it really isn't. It's a serious thing to have a brain injury, and there's so many different types and symptoms. And just at the end of the day, I do think that the science and the research and the ways you can treat it are getting better and better. There's a lot of things out there that you can do to kind of recover if you're a young hockey player or some kind of athlete that's had a head injury. But I think in the NHL, the tough thing is that there's not a whole lot of communication between these experts and different areas. I just think people have to be more on the same page as far as trying to improve things and how concussions are being treated. So I think that's part of the responsibility in the league right there.
Jonathan Toews with us on the Score. If we can go back to you and your offseason, you know, I read a piece from Scott Powers recently about some of the things that you were doing on the ice, you know, in terms of working on your speed and balance. Can you just tell our audience what your off-season training program looked like to get you back to playing this way this season?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was harder than it ever has been in the gym for the early summer months after the season. So in that sense, I felt more prepared and just got my body to a place where I can perform and do things, just my conditioning, my strength, my power, and do things on another level on the ice where getting back to the ice, a lot of the young players nowadays, they're all coming in with tons of skill, and they've been working on the edges and skating and the puck handling and just feeling comfortable doing really awkward coordinated movements. So I've been working on that quite a bit, and so it's good to get back to basics and work on all that skill work.
And everyone knows you're big into nutrition, but there is some debate, and there's always, we said we were having you on, and people are like, oh, ask him if he's eating meat, or ask him if he's a vegan, or is he on the paleo diet? What does Jonathan Toews do to stay healthy? So what's your current stance and approach to nutrition right now?
Well, I'll say first and foremost, I think it's a huge part of it. I mean, I've learned a lot from guys like Duncan Keith and Johnny Oduya, guys that are constantly trying to get better and improve their recovery, and I just think it was a huge part of our success in the playoffs is just be able to sleep well and recover when you have triple overtime games and you're flying across the country and whatever. It makes a difference in the long run, and at the end of the day, I'm not a vegan, so for the people who keep asking me that out there, okay. I mean, to each their own. I think everyone can find something that works for them, but there's no doubt finding, eating good food that get rid of inflammation, help your body heal, I think is super important. So there's a million diets out there, but you can find a little bit of everything that maybe works for you.
Canadian Thanksgiving, I believe, was just the other day. Was it not? I don't know if that's walleye with sweet potatoes instead of the pan-fried onions and pomme de terre, as they say, because everything's written in French where I go, up near Cottage in northwest Ontario. But do you allow yourself some treats?
Yeah, a little turkey. It's pretty much the same thing. But yeah, the Canadians like to, I don't care. It doesn't matter if you're still in the States or what. guys like to get together and celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving, so I appreciate that.
So what's it? What's a cheat meal look like for you? Or do you like? When's the last time you had a slice of pizza? Like how serious are we talking about here?
Well, pretty serious, but I guess here and there some little things that allow myself to have. I think it's always good mentally, and your body, your mind appreciates it. So I do enjoy pizza and stuff like that.
Oh, good. Earlier, he's human. Earlier this week, googling pictures, Jonathan Toews fishing. And I found an Instagram post where you're photographed with a muskie, which is my favorite fish to target. But you said it was Dave, your charter boat captain, and you won. I don't know how old that post was, but have you boated your first muskie, Captain?
I mean, I caught one years ago, but it was just kind of a lucky catch, and I think it was during their spawning season, so it wasn't the real deal. But it's my brother David in the picture, and he guides as a summer job. He played pro hockey for a little while, but now he's working as a guy in the summer, and he knows all the spots on the lake. He's a fisherman, so I just tag along with him, and he's usually the one who has the knack and is able to find the big fish. So,
what's your favorite fish to target? Are you a walleye guy or what? Sturgeon? What do you fish for?
Yeah, I love walleye. I like getting out with my brother and my dad, and we just get a little catch before dinner every day. So it's a nice way to get out and get your mind off things and just get out in the quiet on the lake.
Jonathan Toews with us for another couple of minutes on the score. You know, the nickname.
Oh, I was just going to say, hopefully fishing is well after ice out next year, like at the end of June instead of like at the beginning of May. That would be great.
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal, right?
That's the plan. I don't plan on getting that good at fishing or golf for a long time yet. So,
well, focus on hockey. I was gonna say, like, you know, you're a pretty studious guy. You know, everyone knows now about the nutrition thing. You've been pretty open about how much you care and have learned about the environment. What are you interested in these days? I mean, Hawks fans want to get to know you. What's interesting at Jonathan Toews these days?
Well, I mean, a big part of why I got on social media to begin with is to kind of promote my foundation. Obviously, I got to get up to scratch with that. But we're starting to work with a group called the Green Bronx Machine. We've already put a bunch of, they call them learning or tower gardens in schools across Chicago where kids can learn everything about the environment and healthy eating. And they can grow vegetables in their own classroom, so they've taken pretty quickly to that, and it's been pretty cool to see the success of that so far. So that's kind of one of the things I've been passionate about and kind of a good way to give back in the community here.
That's very cool. I wonder in what other ways, if any, Jonathan, being a veteran and becoming now an older player, and as Eddie O likes to say, an elder statesman, what else has changed for you as you look at your sport and where you fit into it and where you are in terms of being a part of this community?
I mean, lots. Time's flown by. You know, like Duncan Keith is playing his 1,000th game on Saturday, and the guys that have been around for a while, we just look at each other and we're kind of amazed how much our team has changed, how much the guys and, you know, the girls on our team, the girlfriends and wives, and just the whole group. A lot of young faces, and we've all changed quite a bit too. So it's kind of nice to see the evolution and you know, just to enjoy the different stages of your career.
Are you enjoying it more than you used to?
I mean, yeah, I think that's a big part of trying to be successful on the ice is just getting back to enjoying it and forgetting about the pressure. And I think you're going to be the best you can be when you got that young, youthful mindset where you're going out there just to play and have fun and compete. And, you know, your skill takes over in that case. So I'd say we've had a good start as a team, and, you know, we got a lot of improvement, a lot of potential ahead of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you said earlier that, you know, you feel like this good start, it's gonna continue. What gives you the confidence that these four games, that's going to be what we're going to see over the next 78 and then into the playoffs?
Well, we've seen some young guys like Henry Yokiharu and Dominic Cahoon get on the score sheet, but I think there's a lot of young guys too on our team that are just kind of waiting in the weeds, and they're gonna still show they got a lot of ways they can contribute for us.
Well, Jonathan, thanks a lot for the time, man. Don't be a stranger to the show. It's exciting hockey you're playing, and it's fun to see you back to looking like the captain of old.
Absolutely. Good catching up, number 19. Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks, Danny. Dan, thanks a lot, guys. Good talking to you.
All right, appreciate you. That's Jonathan Toews with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.